Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News as we get into the final hour of the program. It is Friday. It means it's time for the Rash Report. We welcome John Rash to the program. John, the conversation with Alec Baldwin, with George Stephanopoulos, the interest level in that fairly high, was it not?
I believe it will turn out to be once the ratings are released, and the interest in this case overall has been very significant because, of course, beyond an actor, he's an activist, and he is someone who has faced the ire of President Trump when he imitated him on Saturday Night Live. But this is an extraordinary tragedy on all levels and really points out to something that I think a lot of people now are quite curious about, is how does Hollywood handle all of, you know, the weapons that they need to use for movies they produce. And so it's part of a broader issue as well. So I'm curious also, of course, what his attorney thought of him going on network TV to talk about a case that may eventually be adjudicated, although Alec Baldwin doesn't believe that that eventually will happen. So we'll see what happens when the ratings are released, but I think that that might be a highly watched special last night.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, is how they set the, how they set this up, how ABC set this up, and certainly an attorney would, I would assume, advise his client not to talk when an investigation is still going. But is that Baldwin's PR people reaching out to ABC, or how do you think that works?
I think that it's probably both. My sense is when a tragedy like this occurs, especially with a public figure, that all of the networks reach out to the actors, you know, PR people, and so he probably could have gone on any network, and they, for whatever reason, chose George Stephanopoulos, which doesn't mean that he isn't going to ask the tough questions. It just means that they might have felt more comfortable speaking to him, despite his long association with NBC, of course, being on Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock before. So, you know, as I say this, I certainly think the attorneys might have been skeptical about the strategy. Conversely, maybe they thought winning in the court of public opinion was the best way to go about this as well.
Minnesotans' eyes have been drawn back into a courtroom this week with Kim Potter's trial in Hennepin County Court. Cameras are on in that courtroom again. I can't imagine that the interest level in this case is as high as it was for Derek Chauvin's trial, but it's another remarkable moment, and we seem to be moving, John, in the direction of having this as a regular occurrence.
Indeed, and I think that for the public, it helps them to have complete transparency of court proceedings and of what happens in when these cases are adjudicated, not just the high-profile ones, as you mentioned, Adam, but all of them if people have some interest. I think that the media and the court have been extraordinarily responsible, as just one example, you know, that when they have prospective jurors, they're referred to by number, they're not shown on camera at this point, and so I think that there is the anonymity that people in that part of the process certainly deserve. But I think that this can increase confidence in the court proceedings. As a member of the media, of course, I want to have as much transparency as possible. But as a member of the public, I do as well. So it worked very well, by all accounts, in the Derek Chauvin trial. And so far, I think it's working well in this trial as well.
Yeah, with one exception. I should point out, though, we did have a juror this week who was seated, who his name was referred to by defense attorney Earl Gray and also his band, and people were able to identify that juror on social media. And I guess what's surprising to me is that that juror is still seated, but it shows you that how careful one needs to be when you do have cameras in the courtroom.
Absolutely. Mistakes can, and indeed in this case, have been made. Apologies all around, it seems, and it seems that the juror accepted and respected, you know, the apology and agreed to still continue with the case. So they do have to be very, very careful at all points in this. That was a disappointment, but I don't think that it should completely set back the idea of cameras in the courtroom, which, after all, Adam, as you well know, happens in the majority of states in the U.S.
Yep, that's right. Hopefully we see it more here. John, thank you so much. Enjoy your Friday and the weekend, sir.
Thank you.
John Rash, The Rash Report, every week here on News Talk 830 WCCO, 815 now on WCCO. As we move along this morning, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Much more, too, your input on whether or not you're hesitant to head to that holiday party. given the current situation with COVID? That's 651-461-9226. We'll keep taking your texts. Adam Carter, the WCCO Morning News, 36 degrees at 8:16.